No one is experiencing the pandemic in exactly the same way, but we share many common fears and anxieties, even when we're asleep. Dream experts say as COVID-19 goes on, the evolution of our COVID dreams tells us a lot about our waking life, too. Reporter Karen Brown has this story.
So who's been having recurring dreams this past year? Okay, I'll start. I'm in a supermarket wearing a mask and no one else is. Everyone is breathing on me and I can't get away.
Yeah, I had one where I was being chased by a ton of maskless people, but they were like monsters, but without masks.
That's Renee Manley of Springfield, Massachusetts. Here's Jenny Hansel of Haydenville.
I'm in a crowded place and they're all pushing and shoving and everybody's too close and nobody's wearing masks.
Those I've seen all along.
Deirdre Barrett is a psychologist at Harvard University who studies dreams.
And what's evolved is that it's more and more the dreamer is the one that suddenly realizes they don't have their mask. And it's embarrassment or shame or worry about what people are going to think of this. They've sort of merged in with the common dream theme of being naked in public.
Since the pandemic started, Barrett has collected about 15,000 dreams from around the world. Early on, a lot of people were dreaming about insect attacks, which she didn't see when studying other collective traumas like 9/11.
The bug attacks and the invisible monsters. Those seem to be a very unique metaphor for the COVID, that we're these tiny particles that we can't see, but they can kill us.
So COVID has taken so much from us. It's also given us a collective experience.
Tsivia Gover of Northampton is a dream work professional. She helps people interpret their dreams. Her business picked up dramatically early in the pandemic, mostly, she thinks, because more people were working from home and sleeping longer.
They were being able to wake up with their natural rhythms so that they were getting to enjoy the long REM dream cycle in the mornings, where the most vivid and memorable dreams take place.
My dreams are very vivid now. They didn't used to be, but they are now.
Renee Manley, a disabled vet, first got COVID a year ago and is still suffering. At first, her dreams revolved around her symptoms.
Where I would be jolted awake in the middle of the night, almost like a fight or flight response. Like I would think that I couldn't breathe. But I could.
Now Manley's having those dreams about masks. Gover thinks those are not just about fear of catching COVID, but also a sign that society is getting used to a new life prop, like a new technology. Gover's clients are also reporting a lot of Zoom dreams.
Whereas it used to be, you know, that classic dream, I'm trying to dial the phone and I can't get through. You know, now people are having dreams that they're on a Zoom call and, you know, there are technical mishaps.
And recently, psychologist Deirdre Barrett has noticed a lot of back-to-work anxiety dreams.
It could be something kind of metaphoric. In one dream, the office had put down this filthy, wet carpet and instigated a rule where people had to take off their shoes and socks at the door.
Many people report their dreams changing with the stages of the pandemic. Jenny Hansel, a nonprofit director and artist, has asthma. And early on, she was terrified of breathing problems.
Knowing that that was kind of how COVID manifested, I think my anxiety dreams kicked in right away every time I had the tiniest cough or whatever.
But now she feels like the end of the pandemic is in sight. And apparently so does her subconscious.
I was sitting in a chair and there was a big glass in front of me that looked like a big messy glass of chocolate syrup. And that was the vaccine. And they were about to put it into my arm. And it seemed weird, but I knew it was fine and I didn't care. I just think I was crying hysterically in the dream because I was finally getting the vaccine.
Barrett says dreams can also shed light on social trends and inequities. In her dream research, she found significant gender differences. Women have more anxiety dreams about homeschooling than men. Women also report having twice as many sad or angry dreams than before COVID.
And men's were just the same, indistinguishable from pre-pandemic times. They did not have sadder or angrier dreams.
Which suggests to Barrett that women, who tend to hold more frontline jobs and home duties, are bearing the brunt of the pandemic. But whatever the dreams really mean, that may be less important than the act of sharing them. In normal times, listening to another person's dream can feel tedious. But during the pandemic, Barrett says, it offers real comfort and connection.
It seems like these kind of metaphoric scenarios and vivid images that our dreams come up with, they just cut to the kind of deepest emotional part of what we're feeling.
In other words, to learn you're not the only one dreaming of bugs crawling all over your skin, well, that's a true bond. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Karen Brown.